Todo mundo.
I want to thank the Gimba, thank Henry for asking me to give the shiur tonight. I had originally announced I have to see who's around, whatever it is, but since we have a Seder Kavua on Thursday night, there's no reason not to learn for Hashem on Yom Tov as well. I want to speak about a Yom Tov topic that relates to the last days of Pesach and actually related to all of Chol HaMoed as well, and that is with regards to the recitation of Hallel. As you all know, after the first 2 days, we don't say Hallel, the full challah anymore. We only said the full challah the first 2 days of Pesach, and all of Chol HaMoed Pesach, and all of the and both of the last days, our practice is only to say what we call chatzi challah. It's not exactly a correct term, chatzi challah. It's not exactly half. It's really only two sections of two different pratim that are eliminated. But okay, we call it chatzi challah. We say it with a bracha. The Rambam indicates to say it without a bracha, because whenever there's a recitation of Hallel or any minig that we do, we don't say a bracha on a minig. Recitation of Hallel on the last 6 days of Pesach is only a minig. Rosh Chodesh is also only a minig. The Gemara tells a story that when Rav came to Bava, Rav used to live in Eretz Yisrael. He learned by Uncle Chia and others in Eretz Yisrael. When he came to Bavel, he came once on Rosh Chodesh. The first time he was in Rosh Chodesh, he noticed they were saying Hallel. They started to say Hallel, and he said, "What's going on here? I never heard of such a practice. Hallel Rosh Chodesh." He was going to stop them. He said, "Are you crazy? What are you saying Hallel Rosh Chodesh for?" But then he saw they were skipping. He realized only a minig. So there's a question: you should make a bracha. The Rambam time is we never make a bracha on a minig. Never a minig, let's say, to bang our rubbers on Hashanah Rabbah. We don't make a bracha on a minig. That's a sheet of the Ram, and that's a sheet of the Chabbis. So the Sardim Arayom Azeh do not make a broch on Hallel. You may say a Chatzi Hallel. In Ashkenazic practice, you do make a broch on Hallel, even though it's only a minig, but Hallel in its essence is a din. It's just this is, you know, it's an adaptation of this, but okay.
So what does the Sardim hold by Yom HaShemot and Eretz Yisrael?
I don't know, it's probably dependent on the stomach. They shouldn't say some people say, you know, those who say halal, I say halal, I'm a swim, I'll say hip, I'll start with. We say without a bracha, because it's a different, can today, can a bezin today be misak in a bracha? It's a different question. Let's talk about that once too. Anyway, so the Gemara said, how do we know that you don't say Hallel the last 6 days of Pesach? Why not? Why should we not say Hallel this day? We say Hallel the whole Hanukkah. We say Hallel the whole Sukkot. So why should we not say the full Hallel with the Bracha and everything, the whole Hallel on all the 8 days or 7 days in itself of Pesach? So there's a famous Gemara in Erechim Daf Yudam at Aleph. The Gemara says that there are 18 days in the calendar year when we talk about in Eretz Yisrael. There are 18 days when we say the full Hallel. The 8 days of Sukkot, whenever the Gemara speaks about Chag, without identifying which Chag is the Tum at Sukkot, so it's the 8 days of Sukkot, Shmoni Mechanakah, the 8 days of Chanakah, that's 16, Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, the first Erech in Yudam and Aleph, Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, can't talk about an Eretz Yisrael, the Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and that's a total of 18. Uva Gola, and the Golas, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's Asim Ve'achad, the 21 days, Tishrei Me'achad, 9 days of Sukkot, including Simchas Torah, Shmoni Mechanakah, 8 days of Chanakah, that's the same, Shnei Yom Tov Shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, Ushnei Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, and the first 2 days of Shavuos. It's interesting, just as an aside, not for now, but the Braisa in Maseches Sofim, Parakof Halacha Beis has a very similar, that's probably where this is copied from, but there's an additional statement there. It says all these days, in Eretz Yisrael, 18 days and one night. I don't know all the minhagim, the shuls here, but many shuls around here say Hallel the night of Pesach in shul, with a bracha. Our shul does it, they do it also, no? I think it's pretty widespread, because it was something that the Vilna Gaon felt was right, and the Sidim felt was right, so everybody came together. The Litvish don't do it, but the Vilna Gaon, Talmidei Vilna Gaon, Talmidei Vilna Gaon, and the Briskers do say Hallel with a bracha, and I think the Sidim do, and I think the Sidim do. So that lashon appears in Maseches Sofim, Shmona Asar Yom, 18 days and one night. But in any event, what's the issue with Pesach? The Gemara asks right away, what do you mean? Ma'ishna b'chag d'amri kol yomei, or ma'ishna b'pesach d'lo amrinim kol yomei? Why is it different? Why in Sukkot do we say Hallel all 8 days, or including Sukkot Torah, Shmona Asar, Sukkot Torah separate days, all 9 days, and Pesach we don't? So the Gemara answer is Kol Yom HaDechag Chalukim B'Karbon HaSeyan. On Sukkot, every single day has its own carbon. Every day is a different day in terms of its carbon. As Rashi points out, the parei hachag nishmatim lehochin, the cows that are offered go decrease in number. You look in the Pesukim in Parshas Pinchas, it speaks about the karbonos on Sukkot, so it mentions that on the first day of Sukkot 13 cows are brought, on the second day of Sukkot 12, and the third day of Sukkot 11, etc., go down to 7. Grand total of 70 parei hachag, then mishmatim lehochin, a decrease in number, but the point is that every day is a different animal, a different number of animals are brought, different number of cows are brought. However, the Pesach ain't chalukim b'karbonos hayom. The Pesach, every day is the same. That's what it says. Right, like this, every day. Everyone chimes in on that Kohelet. For some reason, those famous Oslo Gerish, the whole Torah probably. But Kohelet, that's what it means. Kohelet, Tassu, Layom, Shiva, Semen. Just like this, you do every day, all 7 days. It's the exact same carbon every single day of, Pesach. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss why there's no halal on Shabbos and what about Rosh Chodesh and other things, but that's the whole Gemara. So apparently, the reason we do say halal all 8 days of Sukkot is because every day has its own carbon. So what? It's not exactly clear from the Gemara. So what? But that is what the Gemara says. So what does it mean? So there is a Gemara in Tainus, actually a comment to Rashi in Tainus, which will shed a little bit of light on what the Gemara here seems to be talking about. About Chof Chesam Abayis and Tainus, the Gemara also has the same discussion about Halil. And there, let's find it. These Gemaras have so much in it, it's hard to find just the Achim Gemara. There, Rashi says the following comments. Again, the same discussion, or a similar discussion with regards to Halil. So here, let me just find the Dibra Masul. Yeah, Yochid. Right, talking about the days of the Yochid, even the Yochid says the whole Halil. Klomar, Afilu Yochid Gomer Ben Asal, even a single person, not to be the minion, that's another discussion. Shekol Echad Echad Chayv Ligmar Bo Asalal. The Masechas Erchen Mufura, Shmaishna, the Rashi here in Tainus, Chot Chesam Beis, the Dibra Masul Yochid, quotes the Gemara in Erchon that we just cited. It says, it's over there, it's Meforish, Maishno, the Gomer, Koyim Echad, Uba Pesach, Lo Gomer, Eliyom Rishon, Mishum de Chag, Eliyom Rishon, Pesach, we only say it the first day, Mishum de Chag, Sukkos, Cholok, Bekorban Osam, Vechol, Echad, Vechad, Kechag, Bifne, Atzmo, Dome. Since every day of Sukkot has a different carbon, in a certain sense, every single day of Sukkot is considered like a different yantav. Not really, it's one big yantav Sukkot. But in a certain sense, in this perspective, every single day of Sukkot is considered like an independent yantav. So that's the that seems to be the issue. To explain this, what exactly does this mean? So actually, Rav Soloveitchik of Shechter writes up in Nefesh Haram, page Kuf Tzadi Beis in the first printing, Be'inyan Amiras HaHalel. It's in a section on the Likuta and Hagas. At the end of the Likuta and Hagas on Pesach, he has a couple of pages about Amiras HaHalel, and discusses this whole Gemara in Erechin. And I'll just read the part that's relevant. He basically says that every single day of Sukkot, in a certain sense, is considered like a new Kedusayom. When it comes to Pesach, the whole Yontif is one big Kedusayom. This starts on the first night of Pesach, and it goes to the end of Pesach. And he says, again, the name of the Rav. The those who are familiar with what the Sefer Torah looks like, so every day of Sukkot, not only different Karbonos, everything has its own little paragraph. It's a Vayom HaSheni, Parim HaShteos, or whatever the number is, right? And then Vayom HaShlishi, Vayom HaRaviyis. In the Sefer Torah, each one is its own paragraph. There's a space in between. Each one is different. So he says, "V'Hashem Hashem Setzer, Harei Zemora Al Kach Shalachol Yom Vayom Shemei Sukkos Yishkus Ayom B'Tnei Atzmo Hamechayevus Bekarbonos V'Mitzvot Protios V'Yishkus Melacha." It's its own mechayev, so to speak. V'Meila V'Chol Yom Vayom Yishchiv Simcha B'Tnei Atzmo Mechayev B'Miras HaHalel. So therefore, each day also has its own independent chiv simcha that's mechayev us to say Halel. V'Eina Yotzei Dechavos Simcha B'Yom Zeh B'Mashak V'Omer Sahal Esmo. The fact on Sukkos, I said Halel yesterday. So what? That's got nothing to do with today. Today's a new day. It's a different carbon, it's a different paragraph in the Torah. The Bechol Yom Yesh Mechad Bin Asma, She'ena came in Mat Pesach, She'ena Chalukim Mechon Nesem, Klomar, Bechol Shivis in Mat Pesach, Klu and Heim Atomid Bechad the Parsha of the Torah. And look in the lane, anyone had a Leah this week, we'll see that the whole Pesach is one paragraph in Parshas Pinchas. It lumps all the 7 days together. No, there's no new Parsha. The Yesh Kedushas Hayom Achas and Mishchas L'Chol Zayin Hayom. There's one Kedushas Hayom, one long Kedush Hayom that extends for all 7 days, and therefore the Yesh Chiyuv Echad Shal Simcha Avur Kol Hemshach Zayin Hayom. U'memela Rak Chiyuv Echad Lomar Sahal Pam Achas Meshach Chol Zayin and Pesach. So it's only one Chiyuv to say Hallel the whole 7 days of Pesach. One Hallel does the trick. So we say it the first day. That's it. Now, it's actually, he goes on to say, this is an aside, he quotes from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that said, let's say a person, he mentioned this, Rashi mentioned this last night, actually, let's say a person, for whatever reason, couldn't come to shul, he was sick, he was in a hospital, something happened, he did not say hallel on the first day of Pesach. A person was in the hospital, whatever happened, or whatever, and that was the first 2 days. Now comes Chol HaMoed, Moshe Soloveitchik planned it, he has to say hallel on Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the only reason we don't say halal chol hamoed on Pesach, other than again the chatzi halal, the minig, but I'm talking about the full halal, we don't say it because you already said it the first day. And that, with that, you don't say for the entire Pesach. The entire Pesach is considered one long single unit, single entity of Yontif. Somebody didn't say it for whatever reason, was unable to say halal the first day, the first 2 days, so say it whenever he wakes up, whenever he comes out of the hospital, he'll have to say the full halal. So it's one halal for the entire Pesach. For most of us, under most ordinary circumstances, a person says halal in shul the first morning. I'm not talking about the halal to say to the halal night. I'm talking about the halal in shachar. So most people say it the first day after shachar. So that's it. Or outside of that, so they have to say it for 2 days because of the Yom Tov Sheni. So I think maybe yesterday wasn't really Yom Tov. Really, we know it was, but we were knowing as though it weren't really Yom Tov. So in Melo we say it the first 2 days. But that's the whole chiyuv. So that's how the Rav, that's how the shachar writes up. That's the pasuk shachar. That's how the idea is explained. Elsewhere, Rav Shechter writes up also in Dikrei Hatzon, in Simon Tes Rav, Os Yural, if he has the heads on his own, he said, you know, this may have enough nafkamina in another area, as a side point. The din of Simcha, according to many, is Mechayev, that a person should eat basar and drink wine, not only in Yontif, but if there's a chalamoid also. If there is a din of Simcha and a chalamoid, which we assume that there is, so now, if we assume that on Sukkot there's every single day a new chiyuv simcha, then on Sukkot a person is remanded to have even a chalamoid, some basar and some yayin. What about a chalamoid Pesach? The Rebbe Shechter thought, no, because it's all one chiyuv simcha. So you already yotzei the chiyuv simcha in terms of Pesach on the first day. You don't have to have basar and yayin chalamoid. He says, towards the end of Os Yud Aleph, he says, it's based on the same sword. He writes the whole thing out. And he says, Masha'ina came at Pesach, she excuses him, Achas, Arucha, and Shechaz, the Chol Zayin Yomim, Memela, Ein, Shom, Elachir, Echad, Shol Simcha, the Chol Zayin Yomim, Shem, She Yotze, Masha'kvar, Omar, Ahalo, Biyom, Rishon, Hachinami, Yisom, Masha'kvar, Yotze, Yidechov, Simcha, Yontim, Masha'kvar, Achabos, Yayin, Biyom, Rishon. Then he says, Lefalei, Shalor, Isi, Lamechav, Shechilku, Bize. Possibly don't say that. But that's his suggestion.
Can you say, though, the opposite, like a reverse logic to that?
Yeah.
That since it's one, it's one level of simcha, each day is miyuchad, so that each day has its own chiyuv of simcha?
Well, that's what you're saying. It's not yet. On Sukkot is yet, but not on
Pesach. No, but see, the difference is it's the same level. Sukkot is different. Like Sukkot, you only have to eat. It's like it's a chiyuv every day. In other words, it's not like a yom. Why is it yom arichta? That's what I don't understand.
Well, he said because in terms of the kedusha yom, Pesach is one big chiyuv of simcha. So once a year, say once, it's like one 7 week period, so to speak.
No, but for example, even with on the 1 day yom, the chiyuv of simcha is all day.
No, but we don't have to say halal more than once a day, once you say it.
No, but the other thing, I'm talking about...
Bosa Yayin, it's only the extension of the Bosa Yayin.
I'm talking about all the other things.
Well, he extended the Bosa Yayin. Okay, I have to think that through. He says the poskim don't say it. But he wants it based on this, would make sense. Based on this simple story, that every day, the Pesach is one big chia. So once you... the chia of simcha is like an ongoing simcha.
Right, so I'm saying...
Yeah, I hear that. That's a question. Okay, so anyway, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the reason we don't say halal after the first day of Pesach, or outside of Eretz, after the first 2 days of Pesach, is because it's not Chalukah Mekorban Hashem, it's not a separate yantif, it's all one long yantif, so once you said it, you're finished. So in the Shulchan Aruch we find the following, it's in the top tzadi of Aruch Chaim, Shiv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Kol Hayomim, Shalchol HaShalmoed, Ushnei Yom Machonim Shayantif, all the days of Chalamoed, and the 2 last days of Pesach, Korin a halal b'dilug. We say the halal skipping. We call it chatzi halal. Kemobar Rosh Chodesh, like on Rosh Chodesh. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch. I don't give the reason why, but it is based on that Gemara. Comes the Taz in Sifkot Gimel and says the following. Why? You expect them to say, because the Gemara says, because each day is not an individual yontif. Pasuk is totally different. The reason we probably all heard when we were younger. It says, Mipnei shebishrizayin shol Pesach nitbu ha-mitzriyim. You know why we don't say hallel on the end of Pesach? Because on the seventh day of Pesach, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Egyptians were drowned, you know, the waters closed in on them. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayom, Slatem Omrim Shira. My handiwork, human beings are dying, lives are lost, lives are being lost. You're going to sing Shira, it's inappropriate. So therefore, says the Taz, the reason we don't say how the last days of Pesach, was Shri Shal Pesach is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, so we're delighted that we were saved. And it's a great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, but despite that, unfortunately, human life was lost. So everyone has a Tzalam Akim. So many lives were lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear Shira on that day, because although we were happy, but there's a tinge of sadness or of loss. So therefore, he said it's not appropriate. I'll see you in a second where the Taz got that Gemara from. Now, what's that got to do with Chol HaMoed? Because that takes care of the Shri Shal Pesach. That was the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. What about Chol HaMoed? He says, the Kevin should be Zion Ein Gomer Moso. Al-Kocha Gam B'Chol HaMoed Ein Gomer Moso. Shalo Yeh Odif M'Yom Tavachon. You don't want Chol HaMoed to look as more chasher than Yontif. So, the Shri Shal Pesach Yontif. So you don't want that Chol HaMoed should appear to be more significant than Yontif. We're going to say a whole hallow with the bracha, the full hallow on Chol HaMoed, and not the last days, doesn't look right. So therefore, once we weren't saying it's Shri Shal Pesach, we're not going to say a Chol HaMoed either. That's what the Taz. Where does this come from? Who said such a thing? It's not that the Gemara said about Karbanos, and the Taz comes up with this. Those in the Beis Yosef, we'll see where it comes from in a second. It's a strange thing. It doesn't quote from the Gemara. So the answer is, there is a Medrash. But before I get to the Medrash, I just want to point out that this concept of Masa Yodai Tovim Bayom is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Tes, the Gemara tells a story, but it's a little bit different. It's not, the Taz applies it. But the Gemara there is discussing about the fact that when the Yamsuf split, the Malachim wanted to sing Shirin. Malachim wanted to sing Shirin. And Lamed Tes on Beis in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, just a moment. The pasuk says, "Amar Shmuel bar Nachman Amar Yosef." My deceit. The pasuk says, "V'leinim is Hashem on Shabbos." V'lo korav zel zer kol alayla. That's ostensibly talking about the Egyptian camp was here and the Kaisel's camp was here. V'lo korav zel zer kol alayla. There was no action during the course of the night. However, the Gemara says, "Ba'osa shab bikshu malach hasharis lomar shira lefnei Kadosh Baruch." At that moment, the malach hasharis wanted to sing shira. Amar lahena Kadosh Baruch Hu masiyada tov bayom atemam shira lefanai. My children, my handiwork is drowning. You're going to sing shira. It's not appropriate. That's the Gemara. Now, that's not talking about us saying hallel, but the Taz evidently applies that Gemara. They might ask right away. Everyone should ask right away. What do you mean? They sang Oz Yoshi. The whole thing was Shira, right? So what's going on here? The Marsha and others have brought it. I'm going to go into great detail now. But the Marsha. You're right. Okay. So we'll say it outside. But the Marsha and others raised the question. What do you mean that the whole Yontif Shri Shal Pesach was Oz Yoshi? We make a big fuss about Oz Yoshi, and they were all singing. Yeah, but who wanted to sing over here in this Gemara? The Malachim wanted to sing. They weren't in any danger. Klal Yisrael were in danger, so they were saved. Oh, so they were entitled to sing. Malachim weren't in danger. They weren't entitled to sing. Others say that it was at night. There was a lot of discussion about the Korav Zel Zeh. It's a play of we say in Kedusha, the Korav Zel Zeh, right? Yeah, it's a Korav Zel Zeh. That's the language of the Malachim, the Kedusha, the Korav Zel Zeh Yamar, the Pasuk Yeshayah. So that's what a Korav Zel Zeh. So the Malachim were going to sing Shira at the wrong time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you can't sing Shira at night because, it's bad news. But not the Klai, so they were Mechayev to sing. But we weren't in it. None of us here were in any danger. Again, we have to look at ourselves, Kilo Yotz and Mitzrayim. But Lamaisa, none of us sitting over here were in any danger at any time, so it would be inappropriate for us to sing. That seems to be what the Taz is getting at. In other words, just like the Klal Yisrael at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu, Oz Yosher, Moshe is very appropriate to sing. It's very similar to something which the Ran discusses in Arvei Pesachim, And I'm not going to go to it now either, but the Iran is, those want to look it up, the Iran is on the Chazov and the Blaze in the Page of the Rift. There's a famous piece from the Velvel of the Skarov on the Rambam and the Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, where it distinguishes between different types of Hallel. You know, we sometimes say Hallel as a Zecher and Nais, but there's sometimes also a Hallel of Shira. And they're not necessarily the same thing. You have to notice that the Seder, it's a very peculiar Hallel we have at the Seder, no? First of all, we split it. Right, imagine that. Tomorrow we'll say Hallel after the first two paragraphs on the Kiddush in the back. It's ridiculous. You can't just stop in the middle of Hallel. But that's what we do at the Seder. I think it's a bad idea, right? but the Gemara Brachas and Daf Yudala discusses whether it's even mutter to be mafsik in the middle of Hallel comparing to Kriya Shema. Same, not the same. But we have Hallel, we don't interrupt. And not only that, but we say Hallel sitting, right, at the Seder. And, you know, there are other differences. So what's going on? So the Rana, the piece in Revel develops it, that basically the difference, you know, Hallel sing Shira, Omer Shira, you're actually saying a song because something happened to you, and Leil Pesach is supposed to kill you. That's, I mean, Simon, fine. But that's the possible distinction. But in any event, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I wanted to show you that the most presumably the Taz is referring to. But this Rara did not start with the Taz. Okay, this idea did not start with the Taz, although it's expressed somewhat differently than others. Shibor HaLeket, one of the Rishonim, in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalad, quotes the following, B'medrash Harninu, quotes a Medrash, I'm not exactly sure what Medrash Harninu is, but B'medrash Harninu Parsha Sukkah, it says the following, B'chein HaTamotzi, Kol Shiva Shimei HaChag, Einan Gomer Sahalo, Avol Pesach, I'm sorry, Anu Gomer Sahalo, all 7 days of Sukkahs, we do say the whole Hallel. Avol Pesach, Einan Gomer Sahalo, Eliyom Rishon Delelo, just the first night, and the first day and the first night, the Lama, Shmuel ben Abba Omar bin Fol Oyevcha Al Tismach. Don't rejoice over the destruction of your enemy. Because the Egyptians are... Now, he does not quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Paz mentioned Masiyot Tov Mayom. It's a little different, because it's a different puzzle. The same general idea of bin Fol Oyvachal Tismach. Don't rejoice over the destruction of, you know, of your enemies. You don't rejoice over it. And the truth is, this appears already in the Yalkut Shimoni. After showing the collection of Midrashim, son of Posek and Parshas Emor, happens to be Remez Tuf Reish Nun Dalad in the Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni says, Atamotze Shalosh Smachos Ksiv. There are the word Simcha in Parshas Re'eh, which we're laying Mitzvah the last day of Pesach on Sunday. Simcha is mentioned three times by Sukkis. The Samachta B'chagecha, V'isach Samachu, Smachta M'reshkan Shilas Yomer. That's the other parts, two in Ray and one in the Emor. Avo b'Pesach, ein atamotzi shekosu afilu simcha achas. The term b'samachta or smachta is not mentioned with regards to Pesach anywhere in the Torah. It's mentioned with regards to Sukkah, it's also mentioned there in Ray by Shavuos, but it's not mentioned with regards to Pesach anywhere. Lama, what's the reason? Atamotzi shebe Pesach hatvur nidonis, ein aligodim osa ashon tvur imena osa. Pesach, the Mishnah in the Rosh Hashanah says we're judged concerning grain. We're not sure whether the grain's going to be good, so you can't be simcha. Okay, one reason. Dover Acher, Mesu Bo HaMitzrayim, because the Egyptian died. So the simcha on Pesach is tempered because there was loss of life. Right? So the Rav Kishoni says the simcha on Pesach, the Torah never mentioned. The Gemara has to learn out that there's a chiyuv of simcha on Pesach anyway, because all the Yom Tovim are compared to one another. But lemaisa, the Torah never mentions the samachta or smachtem with regard to the Yom Tov of Pesach like it does by the other Yom Tovim, because somehow, as I say, the simcha on Pesach is somewhat muted because, according to the Torah, because lives were lost and the Tzion died. And similarly, Rav Kishoni on that pasuk in Mishlei. It's a Mishle Parakov Dalit. It says, Bin Fol Oivachal Tismach, right? And, V'chein Tziva Mokum Kisirech Hamor Sonacho Kisikash Shorimcha is a din in the Torah called Frikotina. You see an animal collapsing, even if it's the animal of someone you hate, if the animal of your enemy, you still have to help him out. Omar Elokim, Einat HaTol Mimeni, you know better than me. Ketzad, Re'uyim HaYisolikos Ala Kol Shivismei HaPesach. Really, the Bnei Yisrael should have said, the Jews should say Hallel all days of Pesach. Okay, Kishen Shekhar Mishuz Me'achar, just like Sukkot. Ve'ein Kron Ha'oshim Ve'yom Mishim Bavad, Lama, Ki Ha'al Bishul Shenergu Ha'mitzrim V'tobu Bayom Shem Sonai V'ani Ech'tav Bishvah Ha'al Shishmav. They're my enemies, but nevertheless, you don't rejoice over the fallen, harmful to enemies. So this is presumably why the Taz quotes the issue of Masri Yoda Tovim Bayam, this is also the other psukim that are quoted. No, okay, I have to figure it out. But Lamaisa, we find this strain in Medrash, and quoted by Rishon Reddy and cited by the Taz, a totally different reason than our Gemara. Our Gemara was interested in Mitzrayim. Our Gemara is a technicality, Karbonis, yeah. Yeah, it's in the question. There was a loss of life on Hanukkah. Okay, yeah, the truth of the matter is on Hanukkah Gufa, it was already after the battle, right? Nachu b'chachafei, chanu b'chafei. Possible. What? Yeah, that'll be a Purim. We don't say halotake. So Gemara's three reasons. That's not one of them. That'll be an interesting reason. That although also Purim is the day after.
It would explain why there's truth on Purim. They couldn't
have
it until after the
family.
Okay.
Goes over.
Goes over,
yeah.
But it goes on.
Yeah,
and
also that one. Okay.
Goes over. None of them are the rice over.
Okay. Right, but different. All right. Anyway, that's that. So, by the way, it's interesting just to add on the Meshach Chochma is an interesting mindfall. We usually assume that correctly that the Shri Yisrael Pesach is because of Kriyas Yamsuf, right? And that's why we have Yomtiv. That was the culmination. Kriyas Yamsuf was Shri Yisrael Pesach. We lay on Shri Yisrael Pesach. And the fact that Achon Shri Yisrael Pesach is a Yomtiv is because of this event of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Meshach Chochma points out in Parshas Bo, on Parak Yudbeis, Pasuk Tezvav, says, wait a second. If you look in the Torah, the Tzivui to have Matzah for 7 days is found in Parshas Bo. It predated, it preceded the Kriyas Yamsuf. Right, the Psukim in Parshas Bo, it says, keep kol chometz, kol chometz nechusah, miyom arishon, yom ashri, it's already 7 days of Pesach already introduced in the Parsha of Parsha Chodesh. I was already told before. Parsha Chodesh was before, it was the beginning of the month, it was before Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Meshach Chochma writes, he says, towards the end of the piece, he says, the Mitzrim drowned in the Yamsuf on the 7th day of Pesach. If HaKadosh Baruch would have commanded it afterwards, people would have concluded, aha, HaKadosh Baruch wants to celebrate when people are destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch was not overjoyed even with the downfall of Rishon before Avichal Atisma. So Lachain Omar Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shiasu Chag V'Shri. That's why the Tzivui of 7th day of Yom, 7 day of Pesach Yontav was already earlier. Lahoros Eina Chag Misibus Mapolos Mitzrayim Bayam. That's not the reason why. Shetzivul Han Perim Nitu Yom, because that was given beforehand. So they quote the Akkad Shimon that we mentioned. So that's the Meshach Chochma pointing out. Just you look at the Tzukim. Don't think that Shri Shal Pesach was only because of the Kriyas Yontav. It happened. The Tzivui of that being Yontav Mikra Kodesh already from before. In a similar vein, Abitza of Elajiner in the Sefer Per Kodosh on the Torah in the Pasuk of Oz Yashir writes, Amru Chazal Sherotam Alachim Lemor Shira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would let them, like we said, and he gives a muscle to explain what I said before. Oz Yashir Moshe, that's okay. Okay, and that's what they said. Oz Yashir Moshe, Amru Lemor, Purish Mirs Lemor, Levar, Lepirits, Asmam, Madu, Lehemam, and Shira. Because Ozzy is in Moscow, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Ozzy is in Moscow. By He Lili Shua. It wasn't that he took revenge on the Mitzrayim. He saved us. So, it's a similar idea. So, what he'll take from all of this is that we have a totally different approach to why there is no Hallel on the 7th day of Pesach. It has to do with the fact that we don't want to be so delighted even at the downfall of our enemies.
Marcus the Choros, though.
Sorry.
Maybe the scripture of Shira might come out on. Yeah. It only happens to hear like this, but...
But we have Makos Bechoros, which is Rael Pesach, and we sing Hallel that night.
That's true. There was a loss of not as dramatic, I guess, not as many. But there, even though Makos Bechoros, but still the emphasis there was, I think they got out, not so much the firstborn died, and the power let them out here. It was the whole thing was the water closed in, we got through and the water closed in. But point taken. Just the defense of the Taz was not the first to quote Masi Yadatov Bayam. As I showed you, the other post-concluded the Medrash quoted Chol Oivcha Al Tisma, but the Maharil in Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Tefillah of Pesach, writes, Minhagei Rhinos, the Minig in the Rhineland, the Gomer Mahala B'Shem Rishonim Shal Pesach, Ula Hala Noma B'Dilug, after that you say skipping, Kimobu Rosh Chodesh, Umavorchen Likos Ahal, Lavisha B'Shri, Tavu Amitzim, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'asir, Tavu Amitzim, Lefon Ashira. So he still, he also mentioned that reason. But I think Hayotze Mikol Zeh is a very interesting idea, that according to this approach, and that's what the Taz quotes, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was, shall we say, concerned when there is loss of life. As much as we're happy and as much as we're thrilled about what Kadosh Baruch Hu, this tremendous salvation, nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for loss of life. So that's a very, very different approach. And maybe it's Taka Nachokas. As maybe, Lamaisa, the Gemara wasn't interested in that. The Gemara says, what do you mean? We have the right to rejoice. There was loss of life, so there was loss of life. Okay. Then Tol Ayvachal Tismach, we're not delighted about that. We're delighted about the fact that we were saved. We don't have to take that into account. And I'm just suggesting that may be the Machlokas. As a Machlokas may be, that the Gemara is not, concerned with that reason. The Gemara brings this other reason, the Chalukah and the Kabbalah saying, I hope we explained it. But, and in fact, the truth of the matter is, there is one version of our short quotes that the reason the Malachim didn't say Shir was not because the Mitzrayim were dying, but because the Jewish people were a bit sour at that point. And who knew how things were going to turn out, right? I mean, at that point, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Malachim singing yet. Who knows what's going to end up here, right? I mean, the water didn't split till Nachshon jumped and he was neck high, right? So who knows how it's going to turn out. But whichever approach you take, maybe the Machlokas is that if you hold, like the Gemara is saying, well, even if it's not true, we're not concerned. These were not good people. These were wicked people who oppressed us and tortured us. So, true, we're not mocking them, but nevertheless, we have the right to sing. The other view is, listen, I got that they were terrible people, but nonetheless, been followed by Chal Tisma.
This may... One's before Matan Torah, one's after Matan Torah.
What do you mean?
Shavuos is really Matan Torah. Mm-hmm. So the hollow there is a hollow of the nation of and Sukkot is also... Yeah. We stand in Sukkah in the Midbar. So, the Anei Kovod as an Am. We weren't a nation until Matan Torah.
Okay,
so the Shira that we had as Am Yisrael didn't exist prior to Matan Torah.
Okay, that's also possible. The only thing is, there were Gemaras. The Gemara Pesachim says that Zeng Hala with the Karma Pesach, right? There was some form of Shira before. Yeah. Right, it's kind of first day. But I said the Gemara says even with the Karma Pesach. The Gemara in Sochan Daf, Kushiv Chesed, says even on the first day, they sang, even with the Erev Pesach, they sang out. Efsher is not possible.
I heard there's two different types of Shira. One is a spontaneous.
Right, that goes back to that run at the Rashi Rebbe. Right. So that's what they had. That was that's how we explained it. Because yes, how could they? What do you mean? Been following Chal Tisbach? Weren't they singing all Yosher Moshe? Right, but that's because it was spontaneous. It wasn't for us. It's not spontaneous. Okay, this machlokas, whether we should rejoice so much or not, may also play another interesting thing that's probably not that well known, but I'll read it to you anyway. The Shacharach says, the same sin in Kof Tzadi, in Siv Zion, the Ramor writes, the Omen, the Tila of the Kiddush, Zman Cheresenu, Kmo B'Yom Tov Rishon. When we identify Sukkot, Pesach, we say, Yom Chag HaMatzah Zeh, Zman Cheresenu, just like we do on the first days of the Yom Tov. So, no kidding. Have we ever heard anything else? I mean, that doesn't sound like a big news. However, the Chok Yaakov on the page, Chok Yaakov writes, Yesh Omrim Zman Simchoseno. Some people had the practice, that's not our minute, right? We follow the Ramah. And we say, Zom Chagamat Zman Chayreseno, on the last days of Pesach, just like we did on the first days. Just like we did all Chalamoid in Musaf, right? But apparently there was a practice, the Chok Yaakov says, Yesh Omrim, that in the last days of Pesach, what do you say? Like on Sukkot, Zman Simchaseinu, not Zman Cheresenu. Why? Listen to Zmanish for Kirt, we said, Mishum Simcha Trias Mitzrayim, because of the delight that the Egyptians drowned. Okay? But some raise the question, he says, some ask, but wait a question, Dim Kain Halo Lomar Mishum, but Halo we don't say because of Matzir Tomayom and so on. Okay, but here's what he said. No, there's a difference, right? Because he asked, how could it be? We don't say Halo because of Matzir Tomayom. So we're going to say Zman Simchaseinu? So Chok Yaakov said, no, the Emes Lokasha Midi, the Dafka Halel, Lomar Shira, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ke'ilu Yeh Simcha, the fun of Ein Omrim, Mishum Maisi Yad Otom Yom, Aval Omrim Zman Simcha Seinu. Well, Halel is in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he is in this, quote-unquote, is in a state of kaviyachol, a certain amount of suffering because his handiwork is drowning. But for us, it's man simchaseinu, sheish be avavod v'shoim rina. That's one pasuk is very nice, but there's another pasuk, pavod v'shoim rina. When the wicked die, wicked are lost, we sing. Right? So that's what the Chok Yaakov says. Now, Lamaisa, we don't pass like that, but it could be that the machlokas, whether you say Zman Simchaseinu or Zman Chirasin, is the same machlokas we've been talking about. If you hold that we're concerned about the loss of Egyptian life and so on, so that is that. We shouldn't say Zman Simchaseinu, say Zman Chirasinu. Then if that's not your concern, Gemara's, since we're not concerned with that, it says Chalukim Mekarmen Hoseim, so then maybe it is acceptable to say Zman Simchaseinu. Finally, this also may tie in with another interesting machlokas. This I heard from an uncle of my wife, Rabbi Yisrael Shulman, said the following. There is a Gemara in Brochus, of Nun Zion on the base. The Gemara says, you know, the last paragraph of Brochus discusses a person who sees, you see a place, you know, all the different Brochus that are recited upon seeing different places. Parakaroa, that's what the parak is called. So it says over here, Tanar Abonon, if a person sees Mokom Shenekra Mimeno Avodas Kochavim, a person sees a place from which Avodah Zarah was removed. Now, there used to be an idol here and somebody busted it up, it's not an Avodah Zarah place anymore. Omer, this is an Eretz Yisrael, Omer Baruch She'okar Avodas Kochavim Artenu. Say a bracha that Baruch Hashem that Avodah Zarah was Nekar, was uprooted from our place. Well, I mean, then there's a tefillah that accompanies it. Ushem shenekar makom zeh, kein teyokem mikol makom Yisrael. Just like it was uprooted from here, it's uprooted from all our places. The hashem leiv odeim la'avdecha, and a tefillah, Hashem Baruch Hu, turn the hearts of those who worship the Zohar to worship you. Continues the Gemara. Uvechutz la'aretz, ein sarach lomar v'hashem leiv odeim la'avdecha. When it's chutz la'aretz, if you found a place that used to be your Avodah Zarah, you alter the text slightly, you don't say v'artzein, you say v'aretz hazos, whatever, but you don't say v'hashev leiv ovdeim l'avdechav, v'nei sheruba ovdeh kachavim. Because in chutz la'aretz, most people are goyim, and they're not going to come back by inner Eretz Yisrael. Some say it means Jews who went off the path, that maybe there's so few ovdeh kachavim, takiv v'mispala, they should join us. In chutz la'aretz, we're not, they're the rove. However, if Shem Meloza Omer, ask the chutz la'aretz, Tarach Lomar Kain. Why? Because in the future, these goyim are going to convert, they're going to become Jews. So now my quote, suppose that Oz Efoch HaAminsof HaBaruch, if ever there comes a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn the lave of the goyim to become like Jews. That's exactly what that means. So Machlokes HaChacham Rishim Elozer, do you say this extra tefillah in Chutz La'aretz or not? As are we mispalel, basically, that the goyim should return and become Gerim. So, says the Chacham, no. And Rav Shmuel Elazar says, yes. So, Machlokas Chacham and Rav Shmuel Elazar, we would expect that how would you paskin? Chacham, right? The Yachad the Rabbim, Malach the Rabbim, right? So comes the Rambam, Perek Yud, of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tes. The Rambam quotes, Perek Yud, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, Haroah Mokum Shanas and Nisan Yisrael has all these different cases, and he says Mokum Shavda Ba'akum Mavarach Baruch Hatzal. Mokum Shenekar Menu Akum In Be'Eretz Yisrael Hu Mavarach Shakar Akum Arzeno V'Mechutz La'aretz Mavarach Shakar Akum Mokum Azeh V'Omer B'Shtehen. And in both places, you say Kishem Shakar Tum Mokum Zeh Kach Ta'Aker Mikol Mekomos B'Toshiv Leiv Odeyam Lavdecha. So Rav Paskin is like Rav Shmuel Elazar. Yeah, Rav Shmuel Elazar was a Yochid. Against the Chacham. Chacham said not. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by this. So the Kesef Mishnah gives basically two terutzim. He says, number one, well, the Indian Mashatoma Lama Posak Yochid, that question, what do we call the Tur? Tur raises, and others raise the question, why they're on Pasuk like Yochid. So he says, well, the Indian Mashatoma Lama Posak Yochid, Yeshloma the Mishum the Mistaber Tame. He had a good reason. His logic was good. Hagam that he was a minority view, but his logic was good, so we pasuk him like him. The Ode, the Tanakama lo koma el sheno tzorech lo markein, avlim rotza omer v'emekachlum. Well, Tanakama didn't say you're not allowed to say this extra, so he doesn't say you don't have to. So, he doesn't mind. If you do it, so the Rambam thinks you should do it. That's the Kesef Mishnah. But it's possible to suggest, in light of what we said, the following. That what's going on here is really a machlokas of what our attitude should be towards the Goyim. Rav Shimon Lozer is of the opinion that we're concerned about the Goyim. Why? Because maybe they'll come back, as Rav Shimon suggested. We're concerned that maybe the Goyim, we want the Goyim to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And then to become Geirin. And the Tanakhama wasn't interested in that. Maybe it's the same machlokas regarding Masayot Tomayom or B'chol Avichal Tishma. In other words, maybe those who hold that we can rejoice, the loss of, we don't care about the loss of Egyptian life or whatever else, not our problem. Like the Gemara says, Halukim Rekobin Oseim, or like the other opinions, those who said Zvan Sim Hoseinu even on the last days of Pesach, they're not worried about the garments, their problem, not our problem. But the other view, who says we're concerned about Masi Yadotov Mayom, we don't want to say Zvan Sim Hoseinu, we want to say Zvan Chayr Hoseinu like the first days, and we're concerned about the whole Tisma. So they'll hold that's because we have a certain concern, a hope that the Goyim will become, will turn to become the Geirim. Memela, he suggested, so the Shulchan Aruch is not a Das Yochid. The Shulchan Aruch sides with that Medrash, the Medrash Haninu that the Shulchan Aruch quoted, that says we are concerned about the loss of life. So Memela is not a Das Yochid anymore. It's a Machlok in the Gemara, in the local Gemara in Brochus, it's presented as a Machlok, as Panakama, the Chacham, against Shulchan Aruch, is a Das Yochid. Yeah, but if we look at the Zohar and we suggest that the Shulchan Aruch now has the Medrash, it's in the Alkut Shimon, and we saw all the other sources, so Shulchan Aruch is no longer a Das Yochid. Memela, we can paskin like him. That's what a Rambam can pass like. So that's a clever approach. But in any event, we find Lamaisa are two different strains as to why we're not saying Hallel the end of Pesach. I think it gives a certain amount of pause, and I'm not saying the Gemara says one thing, the Medrash says another thing, but it does give us pause to say that, listen, as excited as we are about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there was a certain amount of loss of life. Yeah, maybe they deserved it, but nonetheless, this is a value not to gloat, so to speak. On the other hand, there's another approach we have to focus, like the Chalkako says on Zman Sim Choseinu. No, Lamais, in terms of that, we don't paskin to say Zman Sim Choseinu, we say Taka say Zman Choseinu, which is the Iker reason, why we don't say Hallel. So I don't know, the Mechaber doesn't give the reason. The Taz seems to have, hold of one approach, and the others seem to hold a different approach. And in any case, we should perhaps keep this point in mind. Nonetheless, we should, I think, express our simcha as we have to as well. Okay, wish everyone a good night and a good day.
When it comes to the physical...